Hi, my name is Kaylee.
My name's Elle.
And I'm Alden, and today we will be talking about rhino poaching, how it all started, why people do it, and ways we can try to prevent it.
In 1970, a rhino poaching spree began in Africa and was mainly targeting the black rhino population.
Poaching began in the 70s due to a major increase in eastern wealth. It also began when people started to believe that rhino horns were a status symbol.
3 years ago, we helped create an organization partnered with Kathy Dean. Together, we created the Save the Rhino organization. As of today, Kathy Dean is still the director of Save the Rhinos and is in charge of managing the organization and partner liaison.
Our team traveled through South Africa, Tanzania, Botswana, and Mozambique to witness what was going on in the southern nations.
We saw that there was a drastic decrease in the rhino population and that the poachers killing the rhinos weren't being stopped.
Poachers mainly killed rhinos for the keratin in their horns. It is believed that the properties in the horn can cure snake bites, hallucinations, and headaches, according to the Chinese pharmacist Li Shi Chen.
Many countries have lost their rhino populations partly because of habitat loss. The countries include Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast, Togo, Ghana, Benin, Nigeria, Chad, Central African Republic, and Sudan.
In 1965 to 1995 was the outbreak of the first rhino war, which was caused by a demand of rhino horn for medicines and also to make intricate dagger handles.
The second rhino war began in 2007, and it's still unknown whether it's ended.
As of right now, rhino horns are worth $60,000 per kilogram, and 2 years ago, 1,028 rhinos were killed in South Africa alone.
In the countries that have lost or are losing their rhino populations, they aren't just losing their rhinos, they're having a piece of their history and culture taken away. In nations like Tanzania and Botswana, rhinos are a symbol for courage, confidence, wisdom, and freedom. These rhinos are embedded in African cultures and are a big part of their spiritual beliefs.
On our trip through the southern part of Africa, we got to experience what it was like to live in Tanzania, Botswana, Mozambique, and South Africa. We went through large grasslands, across plateaus, and past beautiful mountain ranges, including Mount Kilimanjaro, until we finally reached the grassy savannas with the rhinos.
Our team noticed all the different languages, religions, and wonderful people and felt even more involved in our project to save the rhinos that lived in each country affected. Our group went to tribes and towns throughout several countries and spoke with the elders and locals about their rhino poaching problems.
We discussed ways to help with many groups and exchanged thoughts and ideas with the curious elders, and we became friends with the communities we visited.
Today, our organization is still growing and is working hard to keep rhinos safe and out of harm. These wonderful animals are being killed for their horns, when really they should be able to live their lives without being murdered by poachers.